It's time for Northwest Conference basketball on KGMI News Talk 790 and KGMI.com. Proud sponsors of high school basketball on KGMI include Northwest Propane, Chihuahua Mexican Restaurant, Hankook Gravel, Good to Go Meat Pies, Skagit Bank, Meridian Equipment, Mount Baker Roofing, and McAvoy Oil. Other sponsors are Valley Plumbing and Electric, Smith Kia of Bellingham, Western Roofing, Walton Beverage, Judd & Black, Westside Building Supply, Kurt Mayberry Farm, and Sol de Mexico Restaurant. Now, let's go courtside with our KGMI broadcast team.
Well, good evening and welcome to Mount Vernon High School. Don Curtis along with Jennifer Zaremba getting set to bring you girls AA district basketball tournament action. A game with everything on the line for both these teams. The Anacortes Seahawks taking on the Linden Lions. Jen, the winner will come out of the district representing as the third seed out of the district. The loser will start oiling up that baseball glove or getting the track spikes out because their basketball season is over.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty simple at this point in the season. You got to win to keep moving on and keep playing basketball, and so you got to leave it all out there on the table. And every team's tired. Both of these teams have had many games in a week's time, and you just got to dig deep and see what you got at this point.
Now, again, these two teams from the Northwest Conference, they met, but they met all the way back in 2016, very early in the season. And in that game, fairly close one, but Linden was able to come out on top of Anacortes then.
Yeah, that was back on December 15th, a 34-26 victory. I'd be very surprised if we saw Anacortes score only 26 points in this game. It was a long time ago. Nice that Linden got the victory and they've seen each other play, but certainly not a real indicator of tonight's game. I think it's going to be very evenly matched between these two clubs.
And on the way to this matchup, again, we saw both of these teams on Wednesday night. Anacortes took care of business against the Seahome Mariners, nearly doubling up on them, 50-26. And Linden, they just went off on the Liberty Patriots. The final in that, 71-37. We saw those both teams. They both looked extremely good.
Yeah, they did. And being able to see them kind of back-to-back like that on Wednesday just a couple of days ago, both teams are clicking. Both teams are fired up. A lot of energy out there, and everything just looked crisp for both of them. Both lopsided victories, so it all kind of lines up to set the stage here for an evenly matched game.
Linden versus Anacortes. We'll take a break. We'll come back with a little pregame show. And on the other side of that, we'll get this one underway for Mount Vernon High School on KGMI and KGMI.com.
On the road, in the air, on the sea, LTI, a division of the Linden, Inc. family of companies, delivers quality solutions to your transportation needs. And if you want to be a part of this great team, take a closer look at their company. LTI is looking for the right people who share their values. They offer excellent benefits and growth opportunities. The company employs over 600 professionals, proudly supporting all of the communities they serve. LTI and Milky Way, serving the Pacific Northwest since 1947 and a proud supporter of high school sports. Visit them today at linden.com.
Mount Baker Roofing is proud to support coverage of our local high school sports games. At Mount Baker Roofing, they believe in the community like you do, and they utilize local products such as Ico, manufactured in Sumas. Mount Baker Roofing specializes in re-roofs, gutters, and new construction for residential and commercial projects. Their Whatcom County team can complete your roof quickly and with the quality and craftsmanship that you need, all at a great price. Call 733-0191 for a free estimate or visit them online at www.mountbakerroofing.com.
This is the Walton Beverage Pepsi pregame show on KGMI News Talk 790 and KGMI.com. Now, let's hear from the coaches.
Welcome back here to Mount Vernon High School. Getting set to tip this one off between Linden and Anacortes, girls 2A district tournament action. And now time to hear from Coach Rob Adams of the Lions. Our own Mark Skolton had a chance to catch up with the coach earlier today.
Adams of the Linden girls as they get ready for tonight's contest. They take on Anacortes. Rob, tell us a little bit about the last week or two as the playoffs have been underway. What do you think about the way your girls are handling the situation and the level they've been playing at?
Well, you know, I thought we played with a lot of energy and intensity against Burlington Edison in a loss. We didn't finish very well. You know, we did some things that are uncharacteristic of our program. And we ended up taking a loss. And you know, the other big factor of that is Burlington Edison's a really darn good basketball team, and they were able to capitalize and take advantage of us when we did make mistakes. And then I was really, really pleased with our effort in the first loser out game on Wednesday night. You know, some teams aren't able to come back from that, and they don't bounce back very well. I thought our kids put forth a very good effort. And it was one of our best team efforts on the defensive side. So, you know, having said that, we're excited to maybe go out and try to duplicate that performance on the defensive side tonight.
Rob, how important is defense and maybe defense leading to offense for what the Lions want to get done? Is that a big part of the attack in your mind?
It always has been. You know, we're to steal a quote from the legendary Coach Victor, you know, we're a blue-collar group. And Coach Victor at Linden on the boys' side, who's helped Coach Roper, has always been great on the defensive side. And it's always that blue-collar, lunch pail, hard hat kind of mentality. And you know, when we get that from our core group, we're fun to watch. And when we don't get that from our core group, then we're not very fun to watch. And so really for us tonight, it comes down to, you know, can we trust each other on the defensive side of the ball, and can we eliminate second, you know, chance opportunities for them, and then get out and run. And when we get out in the open floor is when we play our best basketball.
Rob, do the playoffs, I guess districts in particular, do they feel different than the regular season to you? And as a result, do you get that sense from the girls as well?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a nervousness or anything. It's just more of an excitement. You know, you get to go down and play at Mount Vernon's gym, and, you know, all the legendary stories and all the legendary games have gone down there, you know, just like our boys played last night. I mean, it's just a special time. And, you know, it seems like we've been very fortunate in the last 10 or 11 years that, you know, we've always seemed to find our way in the district and regionals and state. And, you know, you have to keep pounding in their heads that each year each team is different. And nobody really cares about what you did last year or 5 years ago, or even in our case, 10 or 11 years ago. Each team kind of gets to lead their own legacy. And I think that's the exciting thing about postseason basketball. And really, at the high school level, it's the exciting thing about postseason anything, is you get to, you know, you get to play another day with your teammates, your friends, your neighbors. And of course, the fans get to come out and watch you. So we're excited.
Rob Anacortes tonight, remind us about those Seahawks. What's the biggest thing or two you have to watch out for against them?
Well, their size. I mean, they are very big, very physical, very strong. And last year in the district championship game, they just made the wood to us. They came out and just physically moved us around and made us go in spots that we didn't want to go to. And then this year's game down there, same exact thing. They were just relentless and just going to the body and being very physical with us. And so, you know, we'll have to handle that because of their size. We'll have to use our speed and athleticism and try to get as many of the 50-50 balls as possible. This will be one of those games tonight where, you know, it can't be a 50-50 ball. We have to look at it like a 75-25. I mean, we have to get every long rebound. We have to get every ball that goes on the floor. We have to give ourselves extra possessions because against their size, they're really good at creating one-and-dones. And for a guard perimeter-oriented team like ourselves, we want as many touches as we can get.
That's Coach Rob Adams of the Linden Lions again as they get set to take on the Anacortes Seahawks tonight. A winner, third place in the district. Loser, they are done for the season. A lot on the line in this ball game. Again, they met once early in the season last year. Linden won that battle, but a lot has happened since then. Coming into the ball game, Linden comes in 17-5 on the season. Anacortes just even at 11-11, but they played a great game against the Seahome Mariners on Wednesday night to get here, beating them 50-26. And again, Linden just took care of business early and often against Liberty. They ended up winning 71-37 in that ball game. We'll take a look at our starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the Anacortes Seahawks, goes like this. Aaron Huffstadt, a junior at 5'7", will be one of their post players. Claire Martin, 5'9", senior, will be a wing. Their lead point guard, senior Sally Vo, she's 5'4". Taylor Mathis, is their post player. She's a senior at 6 foot. And Gabby Rongren, maybe their most talented player on the floor, just a sophomore at 5'10". For the Linden Lions, it looks like this. They're led in backcourt by junior Sierra Smith, 5'5". She's joined by senior Jasmine Neria, 5'7". Up front, Natalie Amos, again, kind of a swing player, a junior at 5'8". The two big players for Linden, Alisa Koyman, 6 foot senior, averaging 15.4 points a game, and Mariah Gonzalez, another senior at 5'11". Very veteran team we have on the floor for both of these teams.
Yeah,
and
so
none of them are going to get nobody's going to get rattled down the stretch.
No.
This is a very veteran program against a very veteran program.
Yep.
And a whole lot of stakes. Should
yep.
be a fun one.
It should be a great game and kind of become a nice little rivalry between Anacortes and Linden. They've had some great matchups over the years. And like you said, very poised ball clubs. You know, both of these coaches, very smart. They're going to be ready to go here with some great game plans.
And no secrets between them
no.
either. We will take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll get this one underway again from Mount Vernon High School on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Meridian Equipment is a proud supporter of high school athletics. They have served the community for more than 60 years, selling new and used farm and light industrial equipment. Meridian Equipment is now a distributor of Miller Tires, specializing in tires for antique tractors. They also have great prices on batteries as well as oil for everything from tractors to motorcycles. Watch for their next big auction scheduled for March 18th. Meridian Equipment, open weekdays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 till noon at 5946 Guide Meridian in Laurel.
Uno, dos, tres. At Chihuahua Family Mexican Restaurant, you can count on an experience like no other. And when it comes to delicious daily dinner specials, you can count on incredible and authentic Hernandez Brothers family recipes. From savory daily dinner specials to their famous $5 spicy chicken wings. At Chihuahua's, the biggest and the best family Mexican restaurant in Whatcom County. Accepting Canadian at par. But hurry in as the Canadian at par offer expires at the end of this month. Just 3 minutes off I-5, exit 262 in Ferndale.
Sometimes it's the things you don't see that are the most important. Take your house, for instance. You don't see the foundation, but it's the most critical part of the entire home building process. Honkoop Gravel has been constructing solid foundations in Whatcom County for over 30 years. And while they may be known for their gravel pits and delivery, they also do site prep, land clearing, and long-haul freight work to 11 western states and Canada. Honkoop Gravel in Linden, or visit them online at honkoop.com.
McAvoy Oil is Whatcom County's premier local petroleum distributor. Family owned since 1932, they've been providing top quality petroleum products matched with unbeatable customer service for over 80 years. If you're in the agriculture, industrial, or construction industry, McAvoy Oil is committed to your success. For your fuel and lubricant needs from bulk tank, construction site, or trucking fleet, see why McAvoy Oil is Whatcom County's trusted petroleum distributor. Learn more online at McAvoyOil.com.
Back at Mount Vernon High School, getting set to get this one underway. Again, our opening tip, as always, brought to you by Northwest Propane, family-owned and operated for over three generations. Personalized service is the cornerstone of their business at Northwest Propane. Well, Anacortes will be in the visiting purple with black and white trim. They will be going from our left to our right to start things out. Linden in the home whites. With the green and gold trim, ball is in the air, tipped, double tipped, and going to be controlled by Koyman of Linden. Into front court, circles down to the baseline, back out now on top. With the ball, Jasmine Neria between the circles. Swings it wing right, Amos on top again. Koyman, flip it around wing on the right, left side to Neria. Her entry pass, she was looking down low for Natalie Amos, got tipped away and out of bounds. Going to say Natalie touched that last, so it'll give it to the Seahawks. Linden right into full court pressure to start this one out. That's Rongren in the backcourt. Throws it into front court. Contact made on the catch that time by Taylor Mathis, and we're going to have a foul whistled early. That one's going to go against Alisa Koyman.
Not the best news to for Koyman to start out with a foul.
Yeah, get it out of your system now.
But yeah, true.
Into front court with the basketball. Erin Huffstadt, she goes to the top of the circle to Rongren. They work it down low. They're looking for Huffstadt. It's going to be tipped, stolen away by Linden. On the run, Natalie Amos into front court. Little step around move. Boy, that was as pretty as you're ever going to see. Circled the ball around the defender, went up, laid it up and in.
Now we see a full court press coming from Linden. They're going to try to apply the pressure early here to Anna Cordes.
Rondgren coming the other way on the run. She will put up a shot. It will be no good. She's going to be whistled for the charge. Good call by the official that time.
Good job by Koyman setting up and stands there. Saw Rondgren coming down full speed ahead and just stepped right in and took the charge.
Jasmine Neria will walk now, trot into front court, setting up the offense for Linden. Neria between the circles. Now top of the arc. Finds Koyman. Back to Neria. She'll pop into a three. No, off the rim. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Elisa Koyman. Good inside-outside move by the Lions. Again, full court pressure once again. Sophomore Rondgren bringing it into front court on the run. She'll swing it over to the left to Sally Vo. Sally back on top, looking for Mathis. Koyman's going to steal it away, then nearly step out of bounds, but travel on the way. So steal by Koyman, but it'll turn it right back over to Anna Cordes. So inbounds in front of that Linden student section just across from us. Sally Vo working against Sierra Smith into front court. Smith all over her. Entry pass going to be tipped, stolen away. Gonzalez leaves it for Neria. Jasmine into front court. Now circles back out around the top of the arc. Reset that offense. Neria to the left elbow to Koyman. She will circle in, spin in the lane, off the glass and in. Boy, she is smooth.
And that's just what the Lions need to get Koyman started early.
Rondgren on the run into front court on the dribble, working out on top against Gonzalez. Swing it over to Mathis. Mathis goes down baseline left to Hofstadt. She dribbles around a defender, stops and pops in a nice little 15-foot jumper, angle left. 4-2 our score. 5:30 remaining in the first.
Hofstad with her first bucket. She averages 3.9 points, but we saw her go off against Seaholm. So.
Good ball player.
Yeah.
Very steady. Good defender as well. Neria between the circles looking for help. Swing it over to Smith. They find Amos at the free throw line. She looked for Gonzalez underneath. Ball was tipped away and stolen, but then Anna Cordes stepped out of bounds with it, so it's going to give it back to the Lions. Swears is going to check into the ballgame, as does Vanderhawk. Ruby, just a freshman, going to get that inbounds pass, and boy, she steps in and launches a three, and it goes down. So much for needing some time to get into the game.
Nope, making the most of her minutes.
Wow.
That's impressive to check right in like that in a big game and just bury the three.
Here's Hufstadt from the left right elbow. That'll be no good. Vanderhawk will track down the rebound, and she'll bring it into front court on the run. Now kind of hold slow things up. Kick it over to Koyman. Wing left-hand side. She'll leave it back for Zwiers. Lauren dribbles around the arc. Now back to Koyman. She'll launch a three off the front of the iron. No good. Vanderhawk with the rebound. Back to Sierra Smith, and she will bury the three. Full court pressure again by the Lions. Relentless at both ends of the court.
Now we know that's what Coach Adams likes to pride his team on. They're going to just work and work and grind on the defensive end and hope it leads to good things offensively.
Rondgren into front court over to Vo on the wing, left-hand side, looking for help. She'll kick it into Mathis at the left elbow. She'll put a shot, no good. Rondgren there will pick it up and put it in, baseline right from about 5 feet out. Just that quick into front court come the Lions. Entry pass into Koyman at the elbow. She fakes a pass, turns around and shoots in and out. Rondgren there with the board for the Seahawks. She'll dribble into front court. Big collision into a pick at the center line, but no whistle foul. Entry pass down low. They're looking for a Mathis. Another big collision. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. It will be Anna Cordes basketball. Boy, do you think this game means something to these teams?
You can see it. You can feel it.
The bruises are already going to start showing here.
Yeah, going to be a very physical contest.
Rondgren working against Gonzalez on top to Hufstadt. Swing it right over to Claire Martin. Claire dribble around top of the arc to Vo. They go down baseline left to Hufstadt. Back to Vo. Looks at a shot. No. Sierra Smith got in her face. Kick it over to Mathis. She will not be able to get a shot off. That shot clock will expire.
Well, that really pleased wow. the coaches of the Linden staff, as you can imagine.
Yeah,
they jumped up off the bench, clapping their hands, getting pumped up. That's what you want.
Also into the ball game now for Linden will be Faith Dute. She had a great game Wednesday as well. 9 points off the bench for the Lions. Vanderhawk, swing it right to Smith. Goes in, finds Gonzalez, kick it back out to Zweers. Lauren fakes a three, no. Over to Vanderhook. She doesn't fake one, she buries one.
Second three for Vanderhawk so far.
And Coach Ken Welk says, okay, ladies, we need to talk about this. Timeout on the floor. 2:53 remaining in the quarter. 13-4 Linden over Anacortes back in 60 seconds after this on KGMI and KGMI.com.
By the time you're reading it in the paper, it's old news. Breaking news.
Bellingham Technical College and its teachers have a deal. College President Kimberly Perry says the two sides finally reached a tentative agreement on a new contract this afternoon.
Over lunch.
All Blaine schools, save the high school, will be open tomorrow. Superintendent Ron Spanger says something exploded in an electrical panel.
Don't miss a moment on KGMI News Talk 790 and KGMI.com.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. Bottom line, I just want the news that matters. So I turn to my local radio and TV stations. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town, people I know and trust, for the best entertainment, sports, news, weather, and traffic, anytime, anywhere. I stay local. Support your local stations. Text RADIO to 52886. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Anacortes Seahawk ball after the timeout. Again, Linden in that full court pressure. Melissa Frayne into the ball game for Anacortes. 6'1" sophomore. She's going to swing it over to Claire Martin. Martin reverses court, kick it over to Sally Vo, far side, left side. They go down low to Rondgren. She picks up a triple team, kicks it back out. Frayne will end up with the shot. No good. Rondgren with the rebound and put back, but she will be fouled.
Rondgren's very good at crashing the offensive boards and jumping up, getting rebounds, and that's how she gets a lot of her points with putbacks.
They're going to say that was on the floor. Entry pass comes in, tipped around, comes back to Sally Vo. They kick it back out on top to Claire Martin. She'll reset the offense. Work it now, White to Frayne. Looking for help, back out on top. Three-point shot launched by Nicole McInerney. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Here comes Linden. Zweers down into the right corner to Gonzalez. Skips a pass in, down low to Amos. Her shot no good, but Natalie will be fouled. We're going to see the 5'8 junior step to the line for Linden, shooting a couple of them. Claire Martin will pick up the first foul. Her first foul. Second team foul for the Seahawks. Free throw is good by Natalie Amos. Koyman and Neria will check back in for Smith and Zweers for Linden. That's one thing, Linden, the deeper they go in the season, Jen, they play everybody, so it seems like everybody is always fresh for the Lions.
I was just going to say, they want to keep those legs fresh, come out, get a quick breather so you can get back in and give it 110%, especially with this full court press.
Natalie gets the second free throw as well. Yeah, again, they can allows them to go high energy the entire game and make that press pay off. McInerney with it, wing left. She's looking for help, and she's going to turn it over. Again, you got to get rid of that ball within 5 seconds, and Koyman was all over here. Her, give a credit to Elisa for kind of forcing that unforced error, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. Lions defense just really all over Anacortes early in this one.
Koyman on the dribble. Going to kick it back to Neria. Swing it left to Amos. Back on top, Koyman. Looking inside, no. On the dribble. Then kick it across to Gonzalez. She goes down low to Faith Dute. Her shot, no good. Kind of an awkward shot. She was kind of backwards trying to bank it off. McInerney into front court for the Seahawks to Frayne. She'll swing it over to Sally Vo. Wing left. Now on top, McInerney reversed the court to Rongren. Gabby dribbles in and kicks it over to Martin. Claire will toss it out to Melissa Frein on top. Swing it to McInerney. This Linden defense is causing all kinds of problems for Anacortes. Rongren will shoot just as the shot clock expires, and she will get the shot to fall. Boy, Gabby Rongren is going to be a star in this conference
absolutely.
A couple more years, too.
She's got four of their six in
shot
this one.
Shot is going to be missed by Neria. Coming the other way with the basketball is Gabby Rongren. She'll kick it out to Frein, way out on top between the circles. To Martin, to McInerney. Now swing it right to Rongren. Looks at a three, no. Then dribbles in, puts up a baseline jumper from 12, no. Rebound, Koyman coming the other way. Outlet pass, and it goes off the hands of Natalie Amos and out of bounds. It'll give it back to the Seahawks. Again, here come more Lions. Three in and three out. Again, as Coach Rob Adams, I think, is trying to put this one, put some distance in this one early.
Yeah, put your foot on the gas now. You got this cushion. You could really put some distance there to start the second quarter.
Frein with the basketball out between the circles. Ball's given to Sally Vaux. She will drive diagonally across the lane, left to right, go in kind of a hook shot. She will be fouled and go to the line shooting a couple. That foul is going to be whistled against Ruby Vanderhawk.
Kind of bailing out the Seahawks there with 0.4 of a second left. That foul did not please Coach Rob Adams.
No.
In case you were wondering.
No. That's going to be chalked up as a freshman mistake.
Yeah, exactly.
First free throw, no good by Sally Vaux. Second one on the way. It is good. 15-7. As Jen mentioned, 0.4 seconds to go. Catch and not even time for a release. And the first quarter went by very quickly. It is in the books, and the first quarter goes the way of the Linden Lions. Our score after one, Linden 15, Anacortes 7. Back with second quarter action after this on KGMI and KGMI.com.
If you're opening or remodeling a new restaurant, let Fulner Food Service bring their expertise to your commercial kitchen. From design and supplies to hood systems and refrigeration systems, Fulner Food Service is all you need. Their retail showroom will inspire you with products other stores just don't carry. Find the perfect gift for weddings, grads, and more. Fulner Food Service, everything you need for your kitchen, including the kitchen sinks. On the corner of Guide and Badger Road in Linden, visit them online at fulnerfoodservice.com. Locally owned and managed for 28 years.
Jason here with our newbie Kevin to chat about the Smith Kia difference.
Hey, wait, newbie? I've been here for months. I've studied and gained lots of product knowledge, and I'm so on board with Smith Kia Credo. Treat your customers like family.
Yep, you're getting it, little man. We have over 150 years of employee loyalty in the building. That's part of the Smith Kia difference.
Good point, Master. And I was just going to mention our Oil Changes for Life program. And of course, Kia's award-winning style and safety.
Good start, young grasshopper. Good start.
Discover the Smith Kia difference on Iowa Street and at smithkia.com.
Anacortes Seahawks will have the basketball to start our second quarter. Gabby Rongren down deep left-hand corner. She'll swing it out now to Sally Vaux. Reverse court wing right now to Claire Martin, and back on top to Melissa Frein. Back down low to Martin, right-hand side. Kick it back out to Frein on top. Now over to Sally Vaux, wing left, fakes the three, no. Back to Claire Martin, she'll launch an NBA
that
three.
That was long.
Back of the iron, no good. Sierra Smith with the rebound. Boy, she's full speed ahead into front court. Now leave it for Koyman. Back out to Lauren Zweers. Lauren will travel with the basketball as she attempted to go down the right-hand side of the lane.
Yeah, tried to split the defenders that time and lift the ball way up over her head, but didn't get the ball back down in time.
Once again, Linden back into that full court pressure. With it, Claire Martin in backcourt. She'll bring it into front court for the Seahawks. Working against Koyman. Linden showing that man-to-man defense. To Frein, out from the free throw line. Her jumper, no good. Rebound tipped over. Sierra Smith with it into front court for the Lions. Sierra between the circles, swing it over to Vanderhawk. Wing right. Now Ruby will come out between the circles. Penetrate in, stop the dribble at the elbow, right-hand side. They have Dude at the free throw line. She double pivots, nothing there to Koyman. Looking at a three, no. Lisa drives in, a lot of contact, and they're finally getting away. It was a very late traveling call. I kept waiting for the whistle. It didn't come. I thought she might have got away with it.
Yep.
Contact was made, but Koyman did travel. It will turn the ball back over to the Seahawks.
Well, and it's had a couple of chances the last time down to capitalize on some Anacortes turnovers, but not able to get the ball in the hole. The loss a little bit.
Rundgren in the backcourt. Again, she'll dribble up the far side into front court for the Seahawks. Picked up by Zwiers. Swing it over to McInerney. Sierra Smith all over her to Frein. Down in the corner, left-hand side, Rundgren. Now back on top, Frein. Swing it right. Nothing there for the Seahawks. Great defense by Linden. Sally Vo down baseline in the corner. Ball nearly stolen away. Another shot clock violation. And again, this Linden Lion defense is throwing all kinds of problems at the Anacortes Seahawks.
And, of course, they're working the ball around. They're looking. They're running different sets. But at the end of each play, it's just like there is nothing there.
Into front court with it, Neria finds Gonzalez in the paint just inside the free throw line. Her shot blocked, tipped away. Ball is going to be knocked out of bounds. Officials are just saying who last touched it. It looks like they're going to say the Seahawks touched it last, so it will be Linden basketball right in front of the Anacortes band and student section. Koyman and Vanderhawk check back in to the ball game for Linden. Neria triggers it in way out on top to Koyman. Lisa will dribble around the top of the arc, kick it over to Vanderhawk. She'll reverse court, wing right, Neria, driving in over to Ruby Vanderhawk. Drive in the lane, put up a runner. It's going to be blocked. And then going for the rebound, Mariah Gonzalez, and she's going to end up on over the back.
It's almost like a football tackle that time by Mariah.
Yeah, she was committed and just kind of flew on the back of Taylor Mathis. Going to be a foul called against Gonzalez. It'll be her second. We have a timeout on the floor. 5:32 remaining in our first half. 15-7, Linden over Anacortes. Back in 30 seconds after this on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Westside Building Supply is a proud supporter of Whatcom County High School basketball. The excitement of basketball season is a sure sign of winter and a great time to tackle your indoor painting projects. At Westside Building Supply, you'll find the full line of Do It Best quality paints and Pratt & Lambert premium paints. Whether you're sprucing up one room or repainting the whole house, Westside is your custom color supplier of all the paint and supplies to get the job done right. Westside Building Supply on Guide Meridian in Linden. Everything you need for anything you need to paint.
All right, our score, 5:32 remaining in the first half, a loser out game. Winner is goes to regionals as the third place finisher in the district tournament. After one and some change, it is Linden 15-7. There has been no score here in the second quarter. Seahawk basketball, once again, Linden in that full court pressure. McInerney working against Vanderhawk into front court, leaves it for Rundgren. She'll work her way around the left-hand side of the arc, stop the dribble. All over her, Lauren Zwiers. Out on top, Sally Vo. Sally, nothing there. Looking for help. Throw it away. No, ball's tipped and battled for. Who's got it? Neria. Neria will leave it for Zwiers.
Great hustle by Jasmine.
Here comes Lauren Zwiers into front court for the Lions. Fakes a three, then leave it back for Jasmine. Jasmine turns back to the bench, gets instructions, signals in the play. Zwiers with it. Work it wing right to Koyman. They go back to Neria, kind of cutting through, and she will be fouled.
Yeah, a little hip check there that time by Gabby Rundgren.
Huffstadt will check back into the ball game for the Seahawks.
It's foul number two on Rundgren.
Dute will check back into the ball game for Linden. Neria triggered it in for a long three-point shot by Sierra Smith. It will bounce off the back of the iron, then up into the rigging that holds the backboard. So that will automatically give it back to Anacortes. And guess what? Full court pressure by Linden.
Ooh, Jasmine almost got her hands on that one.
Huffstadt kicking into front court. Sally Vo with it. She'll dribble back out between the circles, reset the offense. Linden looks like they're in a zone now. Ball go into Huffstadt, kick it out to McInerney, to Vo. to Rongren. Good ball movement by Anacortes. No shots. Here comes one from Sally Vaux off the back of the iron. Neary is going to go up and get the board. Long front pass into front court. Koyman gets it. Over to Duke. Off the glass and in. Boy, doesn't hurt to be 6 foot four, does it, Jen?
Some great ball movement there, and yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
So nice to have a 6'4 there to pass that one off to.
Never hurts. Down low inside, they go to Rondgren. Little mix up defensively. She's going to have an easy as you please shot off the glass and in. 17-9 now our score. Koyman with the ball. Out on top, Sierra Smith. Swing it left, Neria. Neria picked up by Rondgren. They go inside Koyman. Back to Neria. She will step into a three. This one's going to be wide left. Huffstadt will haul it down. Leave it for Gabby Rondgren. Here come the Seahawks. Over to McInerney. Wing left. Now to Vaux. Back to McInerney. They go inside Huffstadt at the free throw line. Over to Rondgren. Swinging around. Now here's a wide open shot taken by McInerney. No good. Rebound is going to be tipped by a Seahawk right to Sierra Smith. She comes down the other end, lays it up. It rolls off the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound. We have a foul whistled on the play. Going to be whistled against Anacortes. That will go against Nicole McInerney. Again, and McInerney, another one of those seniors on this Anacortes team. Neria comes over to the sideline. Jasmine will check out. Looks a little bit gimpy as she makes her way down the bench.
Definitely limping, favoring something there.
My money's on her.
She keeps going.
She's tough as nails. So she's going to get that thing taped
up,
maybe.
Yep, exactly. Get me back out there.
Yep. Sierra Smith with the basketball to Zweers out on top. Back to Smith. Step into a three. It's going to be short. Sierra ends up on her backside, and we're going to see Sierra at the line shooting three. That one will go against Evie Hance. Hance, a sophomore, and boy, as soon as that happened, she just turned and kind of walked away. That's like a major mistake. First one up and in for Sierra Smith.
Point number four for Sierra.
Second one, even better looking than the first one. Three in a row for Sierra Smith. Gets all three of them. Extends that lead 20-9 now. 2:40 remaining in our first half of basketball. Sally Vaux with it, looking for help. She'll dribble around top of the arc, then kick it over to Hance. Evie, reverse court to Huffstadt. They go down low inside to Rondgren. Boy, I don't know how she threaded the needle on that pass. Rondgren blows the easy layup. Seahawks get the basketball back. Baseline jumper put up by Mathis. No good. Rondgren picks up the board underneath the basket. She'll put the shot up. She will be fouled. It does not go in. That one will be whistled against Elisa Koyman. That'll be her second personal.
I was getting frantic underneath. A lot of hands and a lot of body contact all around, racing around trying to get that rebound. But Gabby does such a great job underneath it, getting her hands on it and holding on to it instead of just tipping it.
A very, very mature ball player for a sophomore because she's usually playing inside, but she also is the person who ends up breaking the press for them a lot of the time. Gabby gets that first free throw, second one as well.
Leads the Seahawks with eight of their 11 points.
Came into the ball game averaging 13-ish points a game for the Seahawks. Into front court, Sierra Smith, down baseline, Natalie Amos. Kick it back to Sierra Smith. She'll reverse court. Zweers, wing right. Down low, Vanderhawk right. She'll bring it back out. Zweers, Smith. They go inside to Duke. She kicks it out to Amos, who goes back. Ball goes by Duke. Ends up in the hands of Vanderhawk. And then slashing through the lane will be Natalie Amos. Good find by Vanderhawk. Amos gets it, lays it up and in.
I'm sure that's how they drew it up, but
I'm
it works
sure.
none the same. And did a great job of sticking with it and trying to make something out of nothing.
Steal coming the other way. Amos with it. Give it to Sierra Smith now. She's out between the circles. Kick it over to Lauren Zweers. Wing left. Back to Smith. They go inside to Duke. Free throw line. She'll kick it out to Lauren Zweers. Wide open three off the front of the rim. No good. fight for the rebound. Gabby Rongren comes down with it for the Seahawks. Into front court with it. Hans, Evie, wing right. Back out on top. Rongren reverse court to Mathis. Taylor to the free throw line. Hans nearly loses the handle on it. A couple steps in. Kick it over to Hufstadt. Baseline left. Out on top. Hans, again, reverse court. Inside of 10 seconds on the shot clock. Rongren over to Mathis. Her shot blocked by Doot. Comes down in the hands of Evie Hans, but she will be fouled by Vanderhawk. Just a little hack foul trying to get the rebound. That will be the fifth team foul against the Linden Lions. So will not be a shooting foul. Or excuse me, that'll be the sixth team foul. Second foul on Vanderhawk. Seahawk basketball underneath the glass, left-hand side. Vo passes it in. Lawrence Weirs nearly steals that one.
Great job. She went launching over for that one up into the stands almost. Good effort.
Seahawk basketball against Sally Vo. Going to toss it into Hufstadt. Out on top, they go to Claire Martin. To Frein into the ball game now. To Sally Vo, top of the key. She'll put up a three wide left. Doot there to clean up the board. Outlet pass to Neria. She'll just kind of slow things up. Inside of 30 seconds to go in our first half of play as Jasmine comes into front court. Looking at Coach Rob Adams. Now backing up against Sally Vo. Clearing a little space. Watch that elbow, Jasmine. As she goes down to Zweers, wing right. Now she'll drive in, looking for some help. Over to Vanderhawk. Catch, release, off the rim, no good. Hufstadt with the rebound to Claire Martin. Ball's going to be slapped out of bounds by Zweers with 2.2 seconds to go. So it will be Seahawk basketball. Not a lot of time. Like to get this into front court. They do for a catch and a shot by Frein, and it goes down. Melissa Frein at the buzzer. Buries the three, and that will end our first half of action. At the break, our score will be the Linden Lions 22, the Anacortes Seahawks 14. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get our halftime show underway here on KGMI and KGMI.com.
This Rotary Moment is brought to you by the five Rotary Clubs of Whatcom County and the Cascade Radio Group. The Rotary Club of Bellingham is proud to announce that they have raised over $100,000 for the 2017 Lydia Place Expansion Project. The club is also actively involved in many other local and international projects, including helping a village in Uganda access clean water on a daily basis. For over 30 years, the Rotary Club of Bellingham has supported Rotary International's program to eradicate polio around the world. If you're interested in getting involved in projects like this, please visit the club's website to learn more about how you can become a Rotarian. Go to bellinghamrotary.org. This Rotary Moment is a collective effort of the five Rotary Clubs of Whatcom County, providing service above self.
The Halftime Show starts now here on KGMI, News Talk 790 and KGMI.com.
Well, back out Mount Vernon High School, the Linden cheerleading staff has taken over the floor as both teams are in, drawing some X's and O's and up on the dry erase board. At the break, our score, Linden 22, Anacortes 14. Linden has led the entire way. And again, Jen, they came out on fire to start this ball game, scoring and then jumping right into that full court pressure, which we've seen the entire first half.
Yeah, and they still hold the lead here at halftime, but I think definitely that first quarter is what, you know, set the stage and the tone for this game and what it was going to be out. Linden was really fired up. That defense was just shutting Anacortes down. It's taken them well into the second quarter for them to get any real good looks and figure out how to work it around and get any decent looks at the bucket, but certainly it starts with the Linden defense, and that's how they've gotten to this lead that they have.
And again, this game means a lot. Loser out, winner will be represent at regionals coming out of the district here in third place. And again, if there was any doubt at all if these girls were into the ball game, probably the first minute and a half of the game, that put that aside. Both teams very scrappy, both teams very well coached, and they both definitely came to play.
Yeah, they did, and you can just see the focus in all of their faces out there. They really want this. They're going for it. And it's been a very physical ball game, which I think both teams and coaches expected when it's Anacortes and Linden. Neither one's going to really back down or move away from any contact out there. So I think we'll see that continue, if not ramp up more in the second half.
Why don't you run through our individual scoring here, Jen, in the first half?
Yeah, the Lions are led by the 6 points each of Sierra Smith and Ruby Vanderhawk. It's 5 for Natalie Amos, 2 each for Lisa Koyman and Faith Dute. Anacortes led by the 8 points of Gabby Rongren. After that, it's 1-3 for Melissa Frine, 2 for Erin Hufstad, and 1 free throw for Sally Vo.
Boy, and that 1-3 by Melissa Frine came right at the buzzer. And again, she's a very talented ball player, just a sophomore at 6'1". She launched that from NBA plus range.
Yeah.
And the look on her face was priceless when that went down.
Yeah. Again, they too tried to defend it, but just couldn't get there in time.
Again, our score at the break, 22-14, Linden over Anacortes. We'll send you back to the KG My Studios, get you up to date on what's going on in the world. Come back on the other side with second half action on KGMI and KGMI.com.
For monumental President's Day savings on appliances and barbecues, head to your hometown appliance store, Judd & Black. We have over 25 brands on display, over 3,000 appliances and barbecues in stock, and tremendous savings. Right now, you'll save even more with great rebates on select appliances. Save up to $1,000 on Electrolux built-in cooking appliances, up to $600 when you buy two or more Maytag or Whirlpool appliances, up to $1,600 on select KitchenAid appliances, and as much as $8,346 in savings on Thermador. As always, we have financing to fit your needs and budget, and our appliance experts will help you find what you're looking for. At Judd & Black, appliances are what we do. Don't miss the President's Day big event going on now only at Judd & Black Appliance. Come see why your friends and neighbors voted us number one appliance store. Judd & Black, your hometown appliance store. Online at JuddBlack.com.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
There is no effort at all to round up, to utilize the National Guard to round up people, illegal immigrants. That is false.
ABC's Cecilia Vega says it's a Homeland Security draft memo.
The document obtained by the Associated Press gives the National Guard sweeping and unprecedented authority, calling on troops to perform the functions of an immigration officer in relation to the investigation, apprehension, and detention of undocumented immigrants. They would be on patrol in 11 states.
The White House denying it. Warning of what he says is a romancing by some Americans for authoritarian rule, Senator John McCain at a Munich, Germany security conference.
They would be alarmed by the hardening resentment we see towards immigrants and refugees and minority groups, especially Muslims. They would be alarmed by the growing inability and even unwillingness to separate truth from lies.
They being the founding fathers. President Trump's weekend is again at his Florida resort, Mar-a-Lago. ABC's Mary Bruce in nearby Palm Beach.
Candidate Trump once said, "I would rarely leave the White House because there's so much work to be done." And the administration insists these trips to Mar-a-Lago are working weekends.
While in Florida, he'll hold meetings and calls with advisors and staff to plan for another big week of action on behalf of the American people.
While the administration won't provide dollar figures, in 2013, just one presidential trip to the Palm Beach area cost taxpayers around $3 million.
President tomorrow night in Orlando scheduled to hold his first 2020 re-election rally. Heavy rain in Southern California leading to closing Santa Barbara Airport. ABC's Alex Stone.
L.A. firefighters are here along the L.A. River, which is normally just an empty concrete basin, now has water flowing in it. They've got their boats, they've got their jet skis, they're walking along the river.
You're listening to ABC News.
Brought to you by Attorney Tax. If you're in trouble with the IRS and owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, listen to this important public announcement. The IRS is now offering a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, which can offer significantly reduced settlements that can reduce your liability by thousands of dollars. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and substantially reduce or eliminate your tax burden. If you're approved and qualified, qualify, the IRS will stop the collections against you. Don't feel overwhelmed. Please call the consumer hotline to see if you qualify. 800-535-3787. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. If you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you may qualify for substantial relief and even forgiveness. See if you qualify and get the help you need by calling the consumer hotline. 800-535-3787. That's 800-535-3787. 800-535-3787.
With mudslide and flooding concerns and hundreds of flight cancellations, more heavy rain in Southern California, ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles with what's ahead.
This storm is hitting right now. Sunday, we're told, it should be clear. And then all next week, more rain. It has been rain after rain for months now. This is something Californians, especially Southern Californians, have not seen in a long, long time.
Defending his decisions to cooperate with federal immigration officials, Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez, saying the Florida immigrant stronghold was never a sanctuary city, but as an immigrant himself, he would not use the county's police force to go after dreamers.
I can assure our residents that I will not comply with any executive order that would unfairly put our law-abiding immigrants at risk.
More on the man from Georgia, Justin Harris, sentenced to life without parole last year after a jury found him guilty of intentionally leaving his toddler in a hot car to die. ABC's Amy Robach talked to Leanna Taylor, the mom, in an exclusive interview for 2020. Taylor says she believes her now ex-husband is innocent of the most serious crime, malice murder. She says he doesn't deserve to spend the rest of his life behind bars.
Accident or not, he was responsible for the death of your son. How are you not angry?
That wasn't sinking in. Since that day, I have gone through all of those emotions.
There's more on ABC's 2020. This is ABC News.
Brought to you by Attorney Tax. If you're in trouble with the IRS and owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, the IRS is now offering a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, which can offer significantly reduced settlements that can reduce your liability by thousands of dollars. You may qualify for substantial relief and even forgiveness. See if you qualify and get the help you need by calling the consumer hotline, 800-535-3787. That's 800-535-3787.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Mount Baker Roofing is proud to support coverage of our local high school sports games. At Mount Baker Roofing, they believe in the community like you do, and they utilize local products such as Ico, manufactured in Sumas. Mount Baker Roofing specializes in re-roofs, gutters, and new construction for residential and commercial projects. Their Whatcom County team can complete your roof quickly and with the quality and craftsmanship that you need, all at a great price. Call 733-0191 for a free estimate or visit them online at www.mountbakerroofing.com.
KGMI Bellingham.
HD2, 92.9 KISM.
And 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
Well, welcome back to Mount Vernon High School, getting set to start our second half of basketball action, brought to you by Northwest Propane, family-owned and operated for over three generations. Customer service is the cornerstone of their business at Northwest Propane. Linden with the lead, 22-14, and the basketball. Koyman has it, looks at a three, no, drives down, then kicks it out for a jumper from three, left angle by Sierra Smith off the front of the iron, no good. Seahawk with the basketball. Rondgren into front court, kick it over to Mathis. Nice ball movement by the Seahawks that time. A little 12-footer put in from the right-hand side for Mathis. With the basketball, Sierra Smith. Wing, right-hand side, picked up by Sally Vo. On top to Koyman, swinging around left-hand side, Neria. Jasmine driving in, then kick it out to Amos, top of the arc. To Neria, they work it around to Koyman. She'll launch a three off the back of the iron. Fight for the rebound, going to be hauled down by Gabby Rondgren.
Yeah, early here, the Lions are just settling for long-range threes, maybe not the best option offensively.
Rondgren will get it to Mathis, back out on top to Sally Vo, over to Rondgren. Good touch pass inside. They go to Hufstadt, misses the shot, gets her own rebound. She falls down. Out of the pack with it comes Natalie Amos.
She's been very aggressive tonight.
I just say this has been a very physical ball game tonight. Koyman with it, drives across the lane, now kick it out to Amos. She drives across the other lane, going the other way on a runner, coming across the lane left to right. Natalie Amos is going to get the shot to fall.
She's up to 7 leading the Lions. She's been big so far in this one.
24-16 our score. Seahawks with the basketball. Martin, Claire, top of the arc, nobody to throw it to. She'll launch a three. It is off the mark. Rebound and put back by Huffstadt. She will be fouled. Let's see who that's on. Could be on Koyman. No, they're going to say it's on Natalie Amos. So that'll be the second personal foul on Natalie Amos, and it's going to send Erin Huffstadt to the free throw line, shooting a couple for the Seahawks. First one is short. Clangs off the front of the iron. Zwiers and Doot will check into the lineup for Linden, replacing Gonzalez and Koyman. Second free throw on the way by Huffstadt. It is good.
Point number 3 for Erin.
Checking into the ball game will be long-range sharpshooter Melissa Frein. And she buried that one at the end of the first half from about 30 feet. Neria into front court. She doesn't look any worse for wear. Saw her limp off in the first half. She looks solid out there right now. Zwiers with it. Back to Neria. Looking at baseline. No, it's shut off. She'll dribble around the top of the arc. Kick it down low right. Zwiers. Lauren looking inside for help. No. Drives baseline. She's got it. Goes in for the reverse layup. Contact made. Let's see who picks up the foul. Could be Frein, could be Rondgren.
Good job by Lauren Zwiers that time, keeping the dribble alive out beyond the arc, looking for something. Didn't see it. And when the play breaks down, just take the ball and go to the hole.
Or the foul could be on Sally Vaux, and that's who they give it to. A lot of contact underneath. Nonetheless, Lauren Zwiers at the line. She's going to get the first free throw. Linden been very good at the free throw line tonight. Second shot on the way, perfect. And again, Linden into that full court pressure. Pass triggered into Claire Martin. She'll spin across the timeline and into front court for the Seahawks. To Sally Vaux, wing left. Out on top, she goes Mathis. They reverse the court, telegraph the pass. Jasmine Neria nearly picks that one off. Be knocked out of bounds. Seahawks basketball in front of their own student section.
Good crowd on hand. We're looking across at the Anacortes section, and they fill the good part of that upper half.
Yeah, this is a much better crowd than we saw on Wednesday night.
Yes, no kidding.
Rondgren with the basketball, working against Weir. Zigging and zagging. She goes down low, gets it to Frein. Melissa goes up strong from the left, but Faith Doot comes over and just kind of hammers her. So that one's going to be against Faith. And it's going to send Melissa Frein to the free throw line for the Seahawks.
It's the most emotion we've seen out of Faith Dude. She usually stays very calm out there, but clearly frustrated with herself on that foul.
Free throw off the back of the iron, no good. Second one is good for Melissa. 26-18 now our score. Neria with the basketball. Works her way around wing left, then gets Faith Doot. And we're back to Neria on a give and go. Executed flawlessly. Neria catches it, just takes it, lays it up and in from the left-hand side.
And of course, defense fell asleep there. And great job by Jasmine. She's so quick out there. You give her that half step, and she was wide open on the left side.
Sally Vaux will launch a three coming the other way. It is no good. Coming out with the rebound, Natalie Amos off to the races into front court for the Lions. Stops, pulls back, kicks it back to Lauren Zwiers. As Lauren dribbles around a pick, top of the arc, goes inside, nothing there. Back to Sierra Smith. Her three will be a little bit short. Coming out to get that rebound. Again, hustle points for Lauren Zwiers. Between the circle, now to the left elbow. Picked up by Martin. Leaves it back for Jasmine Neria. She'll launch a three. It's not good. Follows, gets her own rebound, and kind of steps around a defender, but did that without putting the ball on the floor. So that'll be a traveling call whistled against Linden. Turn it back over to the Seahawks. 4:10 remaining in the third. Linden by 10, 28-18. Full court pressure again. Taylor Mathis will break the press into front court right in front of us. Kick it back out between the circles to Gabby Rongren. Gabby, skip a pass over to McInerney back into the ball game. She'll send it over to Vo. Into Rongren, but good ball movement by the Seahawks. I'm a little half a step slow keeping up with where it's going. But again, good ball movement. We did not see that crisp ball movement in the first half at all, Jen.
No, very good adjustment at the halftime break there for Anacortes because it's making the Linda defense work that much harder, and they're getting players open, and they're doing a much better job.
Seahawks will turn the basketball over. Will be Linden basketball inbound to Deneria on the run into front court. Angles across near the timeline far side. Now brings it back on the dribble. Leaves it for Koyman. Kick it out on top for Zwiers. Lauren drives in, stops. Bounce pass into the lane to Mariah Gonzalez. She goes in, then kicks it out to Koyman. Koyman baseline left. Nothing there to Vanderhawk. Back to Koyman. Fakes a three. No. To Neria. She will launch a three just as the shot clock expires. Might have drawn iron, but barely from the bottom side. That'll go out of bounds. Give it back to the Seahawks.
Yeah, and that's just what we were saying about the Linden defense in the first half. Now we could be said about the Anacortes defense. Just did a great job that time, shutting off what the Lions were trying to do.
Entry pass from McInerney. Going to be tipped, stolen away with the basketball. Linden bounced off Gonzalez. Koyman picks it up. Back to Mariah, out on top. Neria, Jasmine will back things up and start it over. Vanderhawk with it now. Wing left, goes inside, baseline left, Koyman back and bumping. Good defense. Somehow she puts it straight up and it goes straight down. Can't fault Taylor Mathis on that one, Jen. She was all over that one. That was just good body position and I guess good trajectory on the shot.
Exactly. I'm not even sure how Koyman made that. It looked like she was underneath the hoop, but kind of a straight up and straight down shot, and Belisa's got four now.
Frein will stop, pop a jumper from 12, angle right, no good. Long rebound, tracked down by Lauren Zwiers. She'll bring it into front court and set the offense for Linden. Swing it right, Vanderhawk, looking inside for cutters, not there. Back out on top, Koyman. Now around left side to Zwiers. On top, Neria to Koyman. Right side wing from three, it is good.
Now Koyman's up to seven. When you need to get your scoring going and team going offensively, find Elisa Koyman.
1:52 to go in the third. We have a timeout on the floor. Our score, Linden 33, Anacortes 18. Back in 30 seconds on KGMI and KGMI.com.
In our shops, we meet people from all over the country and even from England, Australia, and New Zealand who know and love meat pies. Hi, I'm Holly from Good to Go Meat Pies, where we make meat pies called pasties. Pasties have a rich history and tradition starting in Cornwall, England, where miners would take these portable and nourishing pies down into the mines for their lunches. You don't have to be a miner to enjoy a Good to Go pasty. Visit us at our locations in Everson and Linden or at the Bellingham Farmers Market. Online at goodtogomeatpies.com.
Welcome back to Mount Vernon High School. Don Curtis along with Jennifer Zaremba, our producer engineer this evening, Steve Dremo. Girls AA district term in action. Winner is third place finisher. The loser is done for the season. We have a legal substitution.
They had six players on the court.
We saw them try and do this the other night. It didn't work so well then either.
No.
So again,
Amos
tried to get off the floor, was not able to do so when they inbounded the basketball.
Yikes.
So it will be a technical foul, and it's going to send Gabby Rongren to the free throw line for the Anacortes Seahawks all by herself.
Well, and that's just either a mental error or miscommunication somewhere down the line, but as you can imagine, a coach will be very unpleased with that.
And maybe for a captain as well, you're kind of supposed to count the girls
exactly.
on the floor.
Know
anyway, Gabby will get both those free throws, and she'll trot over to the far sideline and trigger the inbounds pass. Again, technical foul, you get a couple of free throws, and you get the ball. That's a big swing if they get a bucket here. 33-20, our score. Sally Vo into Frein. High post, they go down low to Rongren, blows the close-range shot, a little too strong on the effort. Zwiers once again with the rebound, and Lauren will bring it into front court. Swing it down low, right-hand side to Smith. sure circle around on the dribble out on top. Now kick it over to Zweer's left. They go down low left to Koyman. To Gonzalez. Back to Smith. Baseline Vanderhawk inside to Gonzalez. She puts up a shot baseline right, but she's hammered by Melissa Frine.
That was a hard hit that time.
Yeah,
Mariah's a strong girl.
I was going to say, Mariah is pretty solid. I would not want to be banging into Mariah Gonzalez. 5'11", she's pretty solid, but Frine kind of knocked her off her feet. Gonzalez will miss the first free throw.
We've seen a lot of shots off the front iron here tonight. Some tired legs on these girls have played a lot of games in a week.
Knees aren't quite doing what they should be doing there to help you get that shot off. Gonzalez is going to get the second one, however. Linden's lead, 14, 34-20. Rondgren with the basketball for the Seahawks. To McInerney. Out on top, Vo. Swing it right, Rondgren. They go down low to Frine. Catch, shoot. Little backdoor play. Good job by Melissa Frine. Good find by Gabby Rondgren.
Yeah, well-designed play that time to get Melissa Frine with great positioning toward the bucket.
Sierra Smith goes in, works, gets Melissa Frine, decides better on that, passes the ball off to Zweers. Back to Koyman from the corner. Shot is going to be left short. Long rebound, tipped and controlled by Koyman. She goes inside, banks it off the glass and down.
Give her 9. Almost like she knew that wasn't maybe the best idea to take that 3, so she was racing to get that rebound or steal and then take it all the way in.
Rondgren going to stop and pop a jumper just outside the free throw line off the back of the iron. Zweer's another long rebound for Linden.
Coach Adams waving his hands. We want to slow this down and get one last shot here to close out the third quarter.
7 seconds. They go inside to Vanderhawk. She loses the handle, gets it back, puts a shot up. It gets bailed out with the foul. Ruby lost the handle.
She's standing
about 12 feet out, left-hand side of the lane. Pass came into her. You could tell she was looking out to hit Koyman. Baseline left. Bounced off her chest. She was able to get it, turned, and at least had enough presence to put a shot up. And it got bailed out on the foul by Nicole McInerney.
Ruby makes the first one. She's up to 7.
One more for Ruby Vanderhawk. 3.4 seconds. Linden all back on defense. No one in the lane. Ruby's going to bury that second one as well. She will come take a seat. Checking back in will be Natalie Amos for a little bit more range for these 3.4 seconds. Again, full court pressure from Linden. Going to make it tough. Sally Vo into front court. Launches and makes the second desperation shot at the buzzer for Anna Cortis tonight. We saw Frayne do it at halftime. We saw Sally Vo do it at the end of 3. Our score after 3, Linden 38, Anna Cortis 25. Back for fourth quarter action after this on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I'm a procrastinator.
Hi, Liz.
What brings you here today?
My roof. I meant to replace it this fall, and now that winter's here, I don't know what to do.
Hi, I'm Winton Smith of Western Roofing, and if you're like Liz, I'd like to invite you to call us today for a free estimate. Now's the time to get on top of your roofing problems. Just quit procrastinating and call Western Roofing today.
Western Roofing, protecting Northwest homes since 1938. Online at westernroof.com.
This child safety moment is brought to you by Northwest Propane. Studies show that 28% of students in grades 6 through 12 experience bullying on a daily basis. If you see or hear bullying behavior, don't be a bystander. Don't give the bully an audience, and remember that doing nothing can make it worse. Take a stand against bullying and teach kids how to recognize and prevent bullying behavior. Northwest Propane has always been family-owned and operated, and they've been the number one choice for Whatcom's, Skagit, Island, and Snohomish counties since 1947. For more information, visit them online at nwpropane.net.
Back for the start of our fourth quarter of action here. 38-25, Linden over Anna Cortis. Loser out ball game. Seahawk basketball, and Melissa Frine will overhead zip a pass right by everybody and out of bounds. It'll give it to Linden. Into the ball game for Anna Cortis, Lindsey Bowman. Showing a little full court pressure. Jasmine Zeria working against it. Breaks the press, gets it into Faith Dute, top of the key. Swing it down low, right-hand side to Zweers, back out to Neria. They go back down low, right to Zweers. Her entry pass tipped back out. Lauren ends up with it again. Linden reversed the court. Ends up down low, left-hand side for Mariah Gonzalez, and she makes a nice little move to the basket, puts it up and in.
Yeah, she just blew by her defender there on the left-hand side, got a nice wide-open layup.
Seahawk basketball, Huffstadt going in for Bowman. That one's going to be stolen away by Lawrence Weirs. Weirs into front court, wing right. Now she'll circle back out on top. They go into Dute from the free throw line. She turns to Gonzalez, kick it back out to Neria. Her three off the front of the iron. Ball's going to be saved and controlled. Girls hit the deck. Weirs comes out with it. We have a timeout. Again, Coach Rob Adams, I think, singled the timeout when the girls were on the floor to save the possession, but ended up Zweers came out of the pack with it. Nonetheless, we'll have a timeout on the floor. 6:46 to go in our ball game. 40-25, Linden over Anacortes. Back in 30 seconds on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Northwest Sleep Solutions in Fairhaven does things a little differently. They feature the best mattress brands in the industry, like Tempur-Pedic, Simmons Beautyrest, and their own value-packed, eco-friendly line of mattresses. And unlike other stores, you'll never have to wait for a so-called sale. You'll find better mattresses at better prices every day. Northwest Sleep Solutions in Fairhaven.
The solution for a good night's sleep.
Linden will have the basketball after our timeout in front court. Zweers will inbound to Koyman. Elise will kick it back out on top. Lauren Zweers. Over to Sierra Smith. As Sierra throws it over Koyman. Koyman faked right, went left. Smith bit on the fake, threw it out of bounds. It'll turn it back over to the Seahawks.
And pass along another score to the Linden Christian boys taking on Northwest Academy. And at halftime, the Lynx lead 26-17 down at the 1A by district at Mount Lake Terrace High School.
All right, best of luck the rest of the way to Linden Christian. With the basketball, Claire Martin. She'll stop, step into a three off the back of the iron, rolls around, controlled by Rongren. We've got a foul on the floor. That one is going to be whistled against Mariah Gonzalez. Neria and Vanderhawk will check back into the ball game for Smith and Zweers for Linden. Seahawk will inbound the basketball. Martin with it, drives across the lane, tries to go down low to Bowman. That one's going to be tipped, stolen away. Vanderhawk with it. Ruby into front court on the dribble, working against McInerney. Stops a dribble, elbow left side, finds Gonzalez underneath, can't get the shot to fall. Oh. Mariah will get her own rebound. Boy, that was a good pass.
Oh, by Ruby, just a beautiful find as Mariah's streaking down the left side.
Linden basketball, Vanderhawk drive in, kick it out, baseline three, going to be left short off the front of the iron by Neria. Rebound going to be hauled down by McInerney. She'll come into front court for Anacortes. Martin, ooh, got away with the travel. Going to kick it back out on top to Sally Vaux. And I wasn't alone. If you heard that crowd making noise in the background, they saw it too. Rongren with the basketball over to Sally Vaux. Goes down into the corner, right-hand side. Kick it out to McInerney. 15-footer, angle right. It will go down. Anacortes trying to claw their way back into this one, showing full court pressure. Neria with the basketball to Koyman, breaks the press, finds Vanderhawk, slashing down the right-hand side. Pass a little too hot to handle for Faith Dute.
That's two by Ruby Vanderhawk now. She likes to fire those passes in, which is what you want, but that one just a little too tough for Faith Dute to get a handle on.
Faith will take a break. Checking back in for her will be Natalie Amos. Sally Vaux bringing it into front court. Swing it now to the right for a jumper put up by Lindsay Bowman. Off the front of the iron, no good. Long rebound into the corner. Tracked down by Koyman. She'll kick it over to Neria. Neria dribbling up and looking to Coach Adams to get the play. Out near the timeline, picked up by McInerney. Give and go. Koyman to Neria. She can't get the shot to fall. Great execution, other than the shot didn't quite make it. Coming the other way, full speed ahead, into contact, middle of the lane will be Gabby Rongren. They're going to say She was fouled, but on the floor. That is going to be the third personal foul picked up by Koyman.
And Gabby trying to get something going here for her team with 4:20 left. Just saw that whole group of Lions standing there defensively, but knew she's got maybe the best shot for Anacortes, and that time trying to take it all the way in.
Sierra Smith will check back into the ball for the Lions. Rondgren picks up a double team down low. They kick it out to Bowman. Her shot from three, no good. Rondgren with the rebound put back. Shot will be partially blocked, but the other part of the partial was her arm getting slapped by Gonzalez. So that will be Mariah's third or fourth foul. We'll see. Fourth foul, fourth personal on Mariah.
That explains the very frustrated look on her face.
First free throw by Rondgren will rattle around and come out. Bowman checks out. Hance checks back in for the Seahawks. Second shot on the way. Rattles around, comes out. Gonzalez gets the board. Leave it back for Vanderhawk. Long pass into front court to Amos. Back out now on top to Vanderhawk. Ruby between the circles on the dribble. Wing right now. Koyman looking inside. Nothing there. Amos. They reverse the court. Wing left now. Vanderhawk. She goes down to Koyman. Underneath the basket. Double team. Goes up with a reverse layup. It would be no good. Rondgren with it into front court for the Seahawks. McInerney now with the ball. Has it tipped away, nearly stolen, tracks it down. Swing it left, Hance. Hance drives top of the arc. They kick it down low, back out now to Martin. Over to Vo. That one's going to be stolen away from her by Sierra Smith. She'll drive in, lay it up and in. Big bucket for Linden by Sierra Smith. 42-27 our score, 3:14 remaining in the ballgame.
Sierra Smith up to eight. She's had a good district tournament. Last game and this game in particular, taking the ball to the hole.
Rondgren working against Mariah Gonzalez at the free throw line, obviously trying to draw that fifth foul on Gonzalez. Amos comes in from the backside with a poke. She'll pick up the foul. It's going to send Rondgren to the free throw line. That'll be the seventh team foul against Linden. And the second personal against Natalie Amos. First free throw by Rondgren is good. She's up to 11 points now for the Seahawks. Second free throw off the side of the iron. Amos with the rebound and into front court on a dead run. Now kicks it back to Koyman. Top of the arc. Elisa drives down, lays it up and in left-hand side. Inside of 3 minutes remaining now. 44-28 our score, Linden.
Lions not leaving this one to chance. They're really pouring it on here. Trying to get that distance and keep it.
Claire Martin working against Amos. Now to Vo. Vo against Smith. To McInerney. She'll drive in, run out of options, just kind of jump up in the air, and she'll get bailed out. Vanderhawk made contact. McInerney went inside and just realized that is not a good idea. So Vanderhawk will check out. Neria will check back in. Taylor Mathis will check in for Sally Vo for Anacortes. McInerney's free throw, no good. Rondgren with the rebound, put back. Oh, boy. Rondgren will get the easy put back. Linden did not block out. That'll drive Coach Rob Adams crazy. We have a timeout on the floor. 2:29 remaining in our ballgame. 44-30. Linden over Anacortes back in 30 seconds on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Kurt Mayberry Farm knows the value of community. That's because they're a fourth-generation family-owned and operated berry farm in Linden that grows, harvests, and processes strawberries, raspberries, and blueberries. It's also why Kurt Mayberry Farm takes great pride in being a committed sponsor of youth and high school sports, and they would like to wish the Linden sports teams the very best of luck this year. Kurt Mayberry Farm in Linden or online at KurtMayberryFarm.com. That's Kurt, M-A-B-E-R-R-Y, farm.com.
2:29 in our ballgame. Loser out. Winner will be off to regionals as the third seed out of the district tournament here. Linden with the basketball. Lauren Zweers into front court with it. Lauren on the dribble, burning a little clock out on top. Now circles around the left-hand side of the arc. Nice bounce, skip pass across the lane. Gonzalez gets it. Can't make the shot. Ball nearly out of bounds. Gonzalez tries for the save. It will be poked away, and Neria, more hustle points, again, as a defender tried to come out of backcourt with it, with that basketball off to the save. Neria tipped it away, bounced off the defender and out of bounds. Fresh shot clock for the Lions. Sierra Smith with it, goes into the elbow, left-hand side, a little handoff to Sierra Smith. She runs into all kinds of trouble. Going to be turned over to the Seahawks. Evie Vance, launch a three. It's going to be short. Tracks down her own rebound out at the top of the arc. Swings it over to Rondgren. Nearly out of bounds in the corner right-hand or side. Frein gets it. Comes out her shot off the iron right into the hands of Taylor Mathis. It will be knocked out of bounds by Neria.
She was trying to point the other way as if it was Linden ball. Big smile on her face as the ref says, nope, don't think so.
Sally Vo will check back into the ball game for Evie Hance. Martin looking for help. And we've got a foul away from the ball. I believe that one's going to be whistled against Taylor Mathis.
He's trying to clear some
space.
Can't open, but.
So that will give the ball back to Linden. Now Anna Cortis. Full on, full court pressure. Koyman caught in the corner. Loop it up to Smith. Good job finding Zweers streaking in behind her. Lauren, baseline. Kick it out to Gonzalez. Now circle it out on top. Koyman. Swing it right. Smith back out on top. Elisa Koyman between the circles.
Smart play by the Lions. They don't need to be in any hurry.
Elisa on the dribble. Going to be fouled as she made her way down the right-hand side of the lane by Gabby Rondgren. That will be the third on Gabby. Going to give Linden the basketball baseline right. McInerney is going to check in. Frein will check out for the Seahawks. Neria looking for help. Inbound the ball. Going to be slapped back to Neria. Going to be slapped around. Gonzalez puts a shot up. No good. Zweers with a rebound and a putback. That will be no good. Lauren Zweers will be at the free throw line for the Linden Lions.
That ball got tipped around about 5 to 8 times and a lot of contact down low before they blew the whistle.
Again, Linden will clear the lane. Zweers with two free throws. First one, no good. Linden by 14. Led the entire way. Second free throw also rims around and comes out. Rondgren gets the board. Claire Martin with it now into front court. Looking for help. Swing it right. Vo, her pass to McInerney. Tipped away by Jasmine Neria. Boy, she is quick.
Yeah.
I keep saying that. I've watched her in track the last 4 years. I don't know why I'm surprised, but she is extremely quick from 0 to 10 feet in like no seconds. Martin with the basketball, looking for help. Going to kick it over to Vo, way outside, top of the circle. Rondgren with it, free throw line, and then she's going to travel again. Good, let's get some credit. Lauren Zweers is just doing it tonight.
Yeah, she's
offensively,
everywhere.
Defense, steals, rebounds, great job. Again, Zweers, another one of those seniors.
Yeah, doing a lot of the intangibles.
Full court pressure pays off for Anna Cortis. They steal it, but just that quickly, Sierra Smith comes back and steals it again. Neria working her way into front court. Now she'll circle back around, burn a little clock. Kick it to Koyman, wing left. Elisa, loop it out on top to Neria. Goes to Smith, give and go. It's been there all night. Neria gets
the
shot off. Neria gets the shot off, but took a little hip check. End up kind of in the bleachers at the end of the gym here at Mount Vernon. We're going to see Jasmine at the free throw line shooting a couple. So Jasmine will shoot a couple. That one's going to be whistled against Taylor Mathis. That'll be her second. First free throw, back of the iron, bounces back out, no good.
Good thing the Lions don't need these free throws. They haven't been great from the stripe down the stretch here.
Yeah, they made them early.
There we go.
She She got the second one, made them early, and then they're looking maybe a little tired. Some of their jumpers are even being left a little bit short.
Yeah, exactly.
Martin, entry pass down low. Sally Vo going to have it stripped and stolen away by Neria, but she can't get possession of it. It'll go out of bounds. It will be Anna Cortis ball. Burn more clock. 1.3 seconds to go in the ball game. Shot at the buzzer, put in by Neria, but too little, too late, and this one goes the way of the Linden Lions. They will win this ball game 45-32. They will go on to represent at regionals as the third place finisher out of the district tournament. For the Anacortes Seahawks, their season will come to an end. We'll take a timeout, come back and get our post-game show underway on KGMI and KGMI.com.
To enjoy a perfectly crafted 1893 from the makers of Pepsi Cola, you must first learn to appreciate its carefully selected ingredients. A dash of cola nut extract, extracted from the finest cola nuts, which give 1893 its flavorful edge. A hint of real sugar, harvested from sugar fields so divine, they've been said to sweeten the sky. A splash of sparkling water, so dazzling it shames the queen's crown jewels. And finally, a generous amount of attractive spokesperson. Trust me, I'm gorgeous. Cheers to 1893 Boldly Blended Colas, a delicious balancing act of premium ingredients from the makers of Pepsi Cola.
The hot water?
No, why?
There's no hot water! I'm gonna take care of it.
Oh no, you're not gonna fix the plumbing again.
No, don't worry, I'm calling Valley Plumbing and Electric.
Okay, but maybe you should put on pants first.
Ah!
Valley Plumbing and Electric can fix your hot water heater with expert personalized service on the spot. Look in the white pages or call 988-9631.
It's time for the post-game show with the playmakers, coaches, and all the stats here on KGMI, News Talk 790 and KGMI.com.
Well, welcome back to Mount Vernon High School. Linden prevails over Anacortes 45-32. Linden will move on to the regional tournament as the third-place finisher in the district tournament. We're joined now by the head coach of the Lions, Coach Rob Adams. First of all, Coach, congratulations. You don't know who, you don't know where, and you don't know when, but you guys are going to be playing again.
We get Burlington Edison.
You get Burlington Edison.
It's already been predetermined because of the RPI. So we get Burlington Edison probably
Friday or Saturday.
It's Friday, and it's probably back here.
Oh, okay.
And we're both in the state tournament already. It's just a seeding game in the state.
Right. Okay. Well, that's more than you see on the brackets.
Yeah, exactly. So, you wouldn't know that. Yeah. We get that one.
Little insider trading going on here. Okay.
Now it's out in the open.
Okay. So I imagine you guys might hang around a little bit and watch this part of this next ball game, or are you going to start heading north?
No, we're going to come watch the first half. The kids have earned it to be able to sit here and have a pop and relax and not have to listen to me for a good 45 minutes to an hour. So well-deserved for that one.
Hey, Coach, it looked like you came out with, full speed ahead. Let's try and catch them on the heels, maybe a little bit flat-footed instead of playing into the game. Full court pressure right away, and it looked like you guys had the pedal to the metal. Was that kind of your thought process after tip-off?
It was. This is our fourth game in 7 days, and we preached to the kids all week, let's just worry about our circle of control. And inside our little circle, we put words like effort and focus and motivation and servanthood. And with that came the, hey, you know what, let's go out and just get after them right from the get-go. And I thought we did a really good job of that. Coaching-wise, mistake on my part is I think we stayed in a little too long. So it was working for us and also working against us because all of a sudden shots that we were
leaving a little short, right?
All the shots that we were hitting in the first 3 or 4 minutes, once our legs left, I stayed in it a little too long. But we've got a pretty resourceful bunch, and we went in the locker room. We talked about, hey, I can fix that. That's, we talk about accountability, and it has to start with me. And I was like, hey, that's my fault. You know, I put us in that situation. I ran some of their legs out. I can fix that.
Yeah, we noticed that a little bit. Of course, my shot, my knees are bad. My shots were always short. But the basketball player in the crowd, Jen Zaremba, she brought that up, and it was again, same thing with the free throws, right? Early, perfect. And again, started missing them late,
So. The effort on both teams was tremendous, and the energy was fantastic. Oh. We just, you know, 4 games in 7 days with this mentality and that kind of pressure on you. You know, again, it starts with me. And, of course, we tried to make up for it on our bench by playing six.
Right.
For the fourth consecutive game in a row, we flubbed that. So, and, again, that's a coaching thing, and we have to take accountability for that. That's 110% on us.
But, you know, you're six, and even your seven are as good as a lot of people's two and three or four.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the freshman, mm-hmm. Ruby Vanderhawk, came in, made a couple of freshman mistakes.
Yep.
But again, effort and kind of being in the right place in the right time and most of the time having the right idea, certainly on offense, she looked pretty good and certainly is very capable, again, giving you some quality minutes off the bench against anybody.
Ruby Vanderhawk has literally waited her whole life for this opportunity, and she was very patient all during the season, and she was a swing player for us. And we just kept preaching, hey, you know, you're a very offensively gifted player. You have a very good basketball IQ. But to play for us in the big minutes, you got to be able to play defense. And we challenged her all during the JV season and during the swing time about, hey, you know, that's great you can knock down a three, and it's great that you're so smart. But if you can't play defense and rebound, you don't play for us. And all of a sudden, 14, 15 games in the season, I think she actually realized, oh, he's not lying. Like, if I don't play defense and rebound, I'm not going to get to play. And she's turned into a whole different kind of player. She's just blowing up right in front of everybody, all district tournament. I mean, she's played fantastic. And, again, she's a freshman. We're going to have some bumps along the way with them. But that, in our program, we just kind of reload and go.
Yeah. And, again, we talk about number six and seven. Let's talk about the game that Lauren Zweer's put for you. She's only going to show up with a couple points in the scoring column. But, my gosh, could a player do more other than score than Lauren Zweer's did for you tonight?
You can't.
Or for the last four years.
Bless her heart, has been a star in her role for us for 4 years. And there's nights where I'm like, Lo, I can't have you shoot shots. And she's like, whatever you need, coach. And then there's nights, Lo, I'm going to have you take a couple shots. Lo, you got to guard a post player. Lo, you got to guard a wing. Lo, you got to guard the point guard. You know, Lo, you got to drive the bus for us. Lo, you got to unload the bus for us. I mean, she's just that kind of kid. And when you talk about blue collar, hard hat, lunch bell kind of kiddos, she's definitely one of them.
And you could probably throw Sierra Smith into that same pile, right? She's tough as nails. I, you know, if I'm ever caught in a dark alley, and I'm going to have her be on my side. She's tough as nails.
We've got a couple kids that you know, I always tell people we might not be the best basketball team, but we've got really great kids. They work incredibly hard, and they're really athletic. And we kind of try to mesh what basketball players we have in with some athletes that are just, like I said, they're such a pleasure to coach. You know, like we were talking before we went on the air, this is our 10th year in going to the state tournament out of 11.
And awesome.
And not to make you and I both old like we're laughing about, but some of our younger kids who are sitting there didn't even realize that it's been 10 out of 11. They're like, what? Like, I just thought we went last year. And it's like, no, we were doing this even before you were probably in fourth or fifth grade.
Well, and to really date myself, Kaylee Hershey, your player that's injured, they lived around the corner from us, and we lived in Linden, and I remember her as a baby.
Yeah.
So,
anyway. And here she is. Yeah.
And here she is.
And good enough for Kiwi, she'll be back.
Yeah.
It wasn't an ACL tear. It wasn't a meniscus tear. It was a bone bruise. And she's supposed to be back in the lineup for us next week.
Awesome.
So, again, another freshman that we get to plug in there, and away we go.
Well, and a fresh set of legs, too. Of course, you do get some days
get
off here.
We so get, a
you
much, get a much earned couple of days off.
So they can ice them, put them up, and, again, but they're young. They come back quick.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations. Absolute pleasure, again, watching you play tonight. You had a great game on Wednesday night to put you in position to play here. You came out early, took care of business, and, you know, again, enjoy your time here watching the Tigers, and then best of luck facing off of
them
to get things started here in regional action.
We appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Coach Rob Adams, the Linden Lions. Always a pleasure to talk with Rob again. His ball club tonight comes out on top of Anacortes 45-32, and a lot of teams will get by on 5 or 6 or 7. Linden really does go deep, Jen. They share the ball. You can tell these girls actually do like each other. And, again, really a team effort watching them win tonight.
Yeah, it really is. And that's, I mean, you look and the leading scorer is Quinman with 11.
But, and a lot of those came late,
exactly,
right?
They did. That wasn't until, late in the game. So it really is just a very unselfish bunch, which I think leads to a lot of their success. They sub in and out very quickly and often, and they've got a good rapport with all of their different players that get in the game, which helps so that whenever a new person checks in, it doesn't take long to, figure out the rhythm or anything. They just step right into their role and work the ball around.
Well, 45-32 our final. We'll take a break and come back one final segment here. Wrap things up here again from Mount Vernon High School on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Call. Ball. Plumbing. For home and business, call Ball Plumbing. Need a plumber? Just call Ball. 647-2255. That's 647-B-A-L-L. BallPlumbing.net. Got a leak? Just call Ball.
You want to be on television, but you don't know where to start? Check out Access Bellingham, our community's public access channel. This is a chance to show your talents, document great community events, and to share ideas. We offer cameras and production equipment, video classes, and a television channel. All we need now are your stories. Find more information or sign up for classes at ejvisuals.com or visit the City of Bellingham website and search for Access Bellingham.
LTI is a modern leader in the transportation industry. They're the leading hauler of liquid and dry bulk commodities and employ over 600 professionals, proudly supporting all of the communities they serve. LTI is growing and always looking to hire folks who share their strong ethics and traditional values of integrity, efficiency, and personal service. If you think you're the right person, take a look at their company and see what you're missing. LTI and Milky Way, serving the Pacific Northwest since 1947 and a proud supporter of high school sports. Visit them today at lynda.com.
If you're opening or remodeling a new restaurant, let Fulner Food Service bring their expertise to your commercial kitchen. From design and supplies to hood systems and refrigeration systems, Fulner Food Service is all you need. Their retail showroom will inspire you with products other stores just don't carry. Find the perfect gift for weddings, grads, and more. Fulner Food Service, everything you need for your kitchen, including the kitchen sinks. On the corner of Guide and Badger Road in Linden, visit them online at fulnerfoodservice.com. Locally owned and managed for 28 years.
Welcome back to Mount Vernon High School. Again, our ball game tonight featuring Linden against Anacortes girls district basketball action. Linden will win 45-32. They will be the third place finisher out of this district. As you heard Coach Rob Adams in the postgame interview say, they will play probably back here, maybe next Friday, but against the Burlington Edison Tigers, who are out on the floor right now warming up against Archbishop Murphy. They will be playing for first and second in the district. But then, Jen, this year, finally, the WIAA gets it right, and in regionals works with seeding based on RPI. Mm-hmm. Linden will be the number three seed RPI, so automatically they will play Burlington Edison in that regional matchup.
Yeah, exactly, and that'll be nice if it is, in fact, that way. And back here at Mount Vernon High School, not having them travel to who knows where all of across the state for the one.
Basketball is usually better than football.
True.
But at least basketball, we'd be in the same time zone. Yep. But, football, they'll take you anywhere. But nonetheless, Linden plays a whale of a ball game, a great team effort. Again, they came out early, jumped on top of Anacortes. Coach Ken Welp made some adjustments, got Anacortes kind of settled and playing well, but they just could not claw their way back into this one. Linden comes out on top of it. Jen, why don't you run us through our individual stats here in tonight's ball game?
The Lions led by the 11 points of Elisa Koyman. She's the only player to get to double figures. After that, it's 8 each for Sierra Smith and Ruby Vanderhawk. 7 points for Natalie Amos. 3 each for Jasmine Neria, Mariah Gonzalez, and 2 each for Lauren Zweers and Faith Dude. The Anacortes Seahawks were led by the 13 points of Gabby Rongren. After that, bit of a drop-off. 6 for Melissa Frine, 4 each for Nicole McInerney and Sally Vo. 3 points for Aaron Hufstad and 2 for Taylor Mathis.
Again, we talk about a team effort. 8 Lions in the scoring column tonight.
Yeah.
Out of 10 or 11 available players. So, again, good job by Linden, and they will advance to the regional tournament. The scoring went like this. At the end of one, our score was Linden 15-7. They led at halftime 22-14. Stretched it out to 38-25 after three. And again, our final tonight, 45-32, Linden over Anacortes. Well, thank you for listening to our ball game tonight here on KGMI. And for those of you listening online at KGMI.com, and for those of you in the Bellingham area listening on 96.5 FM, we thank you for joining us. For my broadcast partner, Jen Zaremba, our producer-engineer this evening, Steve Remo, I'm Don Curtis saying have a great weekend, and tune in next week to find out where the local teams will be playing as the regional tournament gets underway. On KGMI, KGMI.com.
Thanks for listening to Northwest Conference Basketball on KGMI, News Talk 790 and KGMI.com. Proud sponsors of high school basketball on KGMI include Valley Plumbing and Electric, Smith Kia of Bellingham, Western Roofing, Walton Beverage, Judd and Black, Westside Building Supply, Kurt Mayberry Farm, and Sol de Mexico Restaurant. Other sponsors are Northwest Propane, Chihuahua Mexican Restaurant, Hankook Gravel, Good to Go Meat Pies, Skagit Bank, Meridian Equipment, Mount Baker Roofing, and McAvoy Oil. Hear Northwest Conference basketball all season long right here on KGMI News Talk 790 and KGMI.com.